The Indian National Finals Rodeo converges in Las Vegas, Nevada, with teams coming from all over the United States and Canada, with the First Nations of Canada and the Native Americans from everywhere, from the Seminole in Florida, the Cherokee in Oklahoma, to all of the Montana nations. It's a great gathering here in Las Vegas, Nevada, as the seventh time they have hosted the Indian National Finals Rodeo. The 43rd celebration started in Salt Lake City, Utah in 1976 and continued to find a home in Albuquerque and then went nomadic to Rapid City, Saskatoon, Saskatchewan, Billings, Montana, Reno, Nevada, Saboba, California, Globe, Arizona, back to Albuquerque, and then found a home in the City of Lights. The INFR's in Vegas, baby.
Howdy, friends. This is Randy Taylor, Cherokee Cowboy, with today's segment of Word with a Champ for Native Voice One.
This is Word with a Champ. Here's Cherokee Cowboy, Randy Taylor.
The 43rd Annual Indian National Finals Rodeo in Las Vegas, Nevada, went on October 23rd, 2018. The results from the first go-round look this way. In the bareback bronc riding, Justin Randall from northern Canada of the Cree Tribe spurred Carmony Electra of Incredible Bareback Rucking Horses for 78 points to win the bareback riding. In the steer wrestling, Rooster Yazzie of the Navajo Nation, a quick 6.15 seconds to lead the steer wrestling in round one. In the ladies' breakaway roping, Bailey Bates of the Navajo Nation was a 2.86 second time to claim round one. Cheyenne River Sioux Indian Cowboy Cash Deal from the Dakotas was a whopping 82 on a good horse called One Spot Incredible Rodeo Company, claiming the tops in the bareback riding and the saddle bronc riding. In the tie-down roping, Blair Burke of Oklahoma, 10.19, a cowboy that's been to the National Finals Rodeo in the Bigs, is here at the INFR. In the team roping, Stobner Reno and Casey Cummins were a 5.41 second time. Cummins of South Dakota, Stobner, Route 1 USA. Katie Miller, fastest in the Cloverleaf Barrel Racing with a 15.40. In the bull riding, Troy Tooney, 87, setting the house on fire in round one with a Whitford Bucking Bull out of Montana called Strap Hanger. In a very exciting round one at the Indian National Finals Rodeo 43rd Celebration in Las Vegas. Oglala Lakota Stephen DeWolf, winner of the Indian National Finals Rodeo Tour 2018. Stephen, you're looking for your first gold buckle here after six trips to Las Vegas. What's on the game plan?
On the game plan, staying confident, staying strong, going out there and riding every horse jump for jump.
Yes, sir. It looks like we have some quality livestock here this year.
There's a lot of great bucking horses from all across the country, even far north as Canada, and it's great to have them here.
So your seventh trip to the Indian National Finals Rodeo, 7-11, baby, in Las Vegas, Nevada. We wish you a goal back to the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation.
Thank you. Let's do it.
Thanks for listening to the Wrangler Fall Sports Specials of the Indian National Finals Rodeo. We have been pleased to bring you the Championship of Champions, Indian Relay Horse Racing, and now the Indian National Finals Rodeo in Las Vegas, and of course, our contingency at the Wrangler NFR, brought to you by the Professional Rodeo Cowboys Association in December. Episodes of this program may be heard on RandyTaylorAnnouncer.com. Compliments of 4B Web Design. Thanks for listening to today's segment of Word with a Champ. For Native Voice One, this is Cherokee Cowboy Randy Taylor.
Word with a Champ is funded by the Four Bears Casino and Lodge, located near the beautiful Lake Sakakawea in Newtown, North Dakota. Owned and operated by the Mandan Hidatsa and Arikara Nation. Justin Boot Company, handcrafted cowboy boots since 1879. South Point Hotel Casino and Spa, home of the Indian National Finals Rodeo in Las Vegas. And by Wrangler, long live cowboys.
Native Voice One. The Native American Radio Service.